From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Pacific Lumber has reached a settlement freeing it from two lawsuits demanding $1 billion in damages. The deal came to light in documents the firm filed Friday in a U.S. bankruptcy court in Texas. Two California forestry officials sued Pacific Lumber and its parent company in 2006, accusing them of defrauding taxpayers. If the judge approves the deal, those claims will be resolved for a dollar. No comment from the plaintiffs, but in the filing, Pacific Lumber claimed the suits could have threatened its reorganization. Blue Cross of California has been sending copies of new insurance applications to doctors, along with a letter advising them this state's largest for-profit health insurer has a right to drop members who fail to disclose material medical history, including pre-existing pregnancies. The California Medical Association sent a letter to state regulators, claiming the request is disturbing, unlawful, and interferes with the physician-patient relationship. The federal government is threatening to pull funding from yet another Los Angeles hospital. Federal inspectors say emergency room patients at Harbor UCLA are in immediate jeopardy because of overcrowding. That's the county's second largest ER. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports if things don't improve, the emergency room could be shut down for good.
The federal investigation into Harbor UCLA was prompted by the December death of an ER patient who left the hospital before treatment was finished and was later found dead in a parking lot across the street. Federal regulators have told hospital officials that an overcrowded ER was a factor in the death. They've now given the Torrance Hospital one last chance to make improvements, and they've issued what's called a citation of immediate jeopardy to Harbor UCLA.
Immediate jeopardy is an appropriate term, but it doesn't just apply to Harbor. Patients across Los Angeles are in immediate jeopardy in many emergency departments.
Brian Johnston has been an emergency physician in LA for 35 years. He says the federal citation for Harbor UCLA is an act of perversity.
The reason it's perverse is it doesn't address the underlying problem, which was overcrowding. It only makes overcrowding worse.
Johnston says Harbor UCLA is already struggling to deal with an influx of patients who were left stranded when South LA's King Drew Medical Center was forced to shut down after a similar federal investigation. LA County Health Services Director Bruce Chernoff says he expects to receive a copy of the citation for Harbor UCLA any day now. In response, he says, the county will add 30 staff members to try and reduce the overcrowding. A tough move, he says, for an already underfunded hospital.
In an organization which uses every dollar, when you move $1 from one place, you do take it from somewhere else. So there are no easy answers here.
While the county implements this plan, other hospitals are becoming more crowded, so says Jim Lott, director of the Hospital Association of Southern California. He's already received concerned calls from hospitals dealing with patients who can't find a bed at Harbor.
They're overflowing. Because they've already implemented it, the other hospitals are beginning to feel the impact of them not being able to take the patient load that they were taking.
Lott says if federal inspectors were to now show up at these overcrowded hospitals, they would probably cite them as well.
They know that when we lost the last five emergency rooms over the last half a dozen years, that put 100,000 emergency room visits a year on the street for looking for places to go. They know these hospitals are stressed, you know, and so this only exacerbates a situation that has long been established as a problem in California.
A problem, Lott says, that's caused by a high number of uninsured patients who use ERs as their primary care clinic. A third of LA County's adult population lacks health insurance. And until they have insurance, says Lott, LA's remaining emergency rooms will continue to feel the pressure. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
No date has been set yet for a memorial for Congressman Tom Lantos. He died yesterday at Bethesda Naval Hospital outside of Washington, D.C. Sci Musica reports Lantos is being remembered as an eloquent advocate for human rights.
Tom Lantos often described himself as American by choice. He was Jewish, born in Hungary, and imprisoned as a teenager by Nazi Germany in a forced labor camp. That experience gave Lantos a unique perspective in Washington as he spoke out for human rights.
Tom Lantos was the only one who could do so as a survivor of the Holocaust.
Tom Malinowski is Washington director for the group Human Rights Watch.
And who understood in a really personal way how important American leadership is to people around the world who suffer from terrible abuses and atrocities.
Malinowski called Lantos the conscience of the Congress on human rights, and he says Lantos was a leader on Internet freedom, holding hearings into the way Google, Yahoo, Cisco, and other companies collaborated with China in censoring access to the Internet.
My message to these companies today is simple. Your abhorrent activities in China are a disgrace. I simply do not understand how your corporate leadership sleeps at night.
Lantos sometimes clashed with human rights activists, though, because of his strong support for Israel, and he angered many on the left and in his district by supporting the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Lantos was an early critic of Saddam Hussein over the Iraqi leader's suppression of the Kurds. More recently, though, Lantos split from the Bush administration over the U.S. troop surge.
I simply think the initial mistakes of conducting this war were so horrendous that the attempt to catch up 3.5 years later is unlikely to be successful.
Lantos served 27 years in Congress. His colleague, Anna Eshoo, represents the district next door and worked with him on many issues.
Congressman Tom Lantos was a gentleman in an old world sense.
Eshoo notes that just a year ago, Lantos won the chairmanship of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a job, she says, he prepared for his entire life.
He worked very well on a bipartisan basis with members, but front and center, human rights and the dignity of human beings around the world were always going to be at the top of his agenda.
Representative Howard Berman from the San Fernando Valley is next in line to head the Foreign Affairs Committee. Lantos disclosed he had cancer of the esophagus just 6 weeks ago and announced he would not run for re-election. He endorsed former state senator Jackie Speier to be his successor. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has 2 weeks in which to announce a date for a special election to choose someone to replace Lantos for the balance of his term. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.